With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. President Biden's recent meeting with China's Xi Jinping helping to reduce some tensions between Washington and Beijing, but serious challenges remain. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said the U.S. has real differences with Beijing about a level economic playing field and protecting intellectual property.
We're going to continue to address them with smart policies and strong diplomacy.
He told leaders at the APEC summit in San Francisco why it's important for the U.S. and China to be on good terms.
Stable relationship between the world's two largest economies is not merely good for the two economies, but for the world.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. says the situation for his nation in the South China Sea has, quote, become more dire. Marcos speaking earlier Sunday in Honolulu. Also at srnnews.com, Democratic-led cities are spending taxpayer dollars on tickets to get migrants out of town.
Nearly half of the 27,000 migrants who have arrived in Denver since November of last year have received a ticket from the city to travel elsewhere. In New York and Illinois, taxpayer dollars are also being spent on tickets out of town. The transfer of migrants has gained momentum since Republican governors in Texas and Florida started chartering buses and planes to Democratic-led cities. More than a year later, some of those cities, their resources dwindling, are eager to help them move on to their final destinations. This has happened as illegal border crossings topped 2 million during the government's fiscal year, the second highest number on record. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. America is losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkey's President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he attempts to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Well, dozens of very small, even tiny, grocery stores springing up around Cuba.
The locals call them MIPIMES. The name derives from the small and medium-sized businesses that the government first allowed in 2021. They sell everything from cooking oil and cookies to shampoo and jam. But the prices are so high, they are far from affordable for everyone. Their customers are Cuban families who receive remittances from abroad, tourism workers, diplomats, employees of other small and medium-sized businesses, artists, or high-performance athletes.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Federal safety officials investigating a Chicago commuter train crash that injured nearly 40 people. Authorities say it slammed into snow removal equipment, and now the NTSB is looking into that matter. More details at srnnews.com.